Hello, and welcome to the first in a series of programs for heritage in our area in southern Chautauqua County. We will be talking at this time today and through the next several weeks about therapy and rehabilitation at Heritage. And joining me right now is Amy Rizzuto. She's an occupational therapist and the director of rehabilitation at Heritage Park. Amy, nice to have an opportunity to speak with you.
Nice to speak to you too, Dennis.
Talk to me a little bit about the nature of your work at Heritage as we begin this series.
So Heritage offers short-term rehab for people who've had an acute illness in the hospital or perhaps suffered an injury or had an elective type of surgery. People who aren't ready to go home from the hospital will come to us and get therapy services.
How long typically would someone be in therapy, or does it depend on the nature of their illness or the nature of their joint replacement?
Absolutely. It depends on the person, sometimes even motivation and support systems that they have available. So it fluctuates. We see people from 2 to 6 weeks for therapy. It could be shorter, it could be longer, just depending on what their needs are.
Talk to me about what it is like when the person comes in and when they leave, in terms of what you're able to accomplish with them at Heritage.
Sure. Our treatment programs are very goal-oriented, so we talk to our patients and we determine what their goals are. And based on that, we establish a treatment plan. And sometimes they have to go home and be very independent. Sometimes they have to go home and they will have supports available to them. So we kind of gear our rehab towards that. So we provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy services to help them reach their level of independence that they need
I would bet there are a lot of success stories, though, in terms of people who come in and for whatever reason are unable to do what they want, and by the time they leave you, they are able to go out and live something of a normal life again.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about being a therapist is we get to see these sometimes people excel and oftentimes they get home and, you know, they live very successful lives again. So it's one of our great things that we have to experience as a therapist.
Amy, since this is the first in a series of programs, it might be valuable to tell the audience or remind the audience of how many Heritage facilities there are in our area?
Sure. In Western New York, in the first skilled nursing facilities, we have Heritage Park in Jamestown, New York, Heritage Green in Greenhurst, and Heritage Village out in Gary.
Is this kind of short-term rehabilitation that you're talking about on our program today something that's done at all of those facilities or just one or two?
No, all three offer the same services. So if you need therapy, you come from the hospital, you come to Heritage, you will get all the therapists are highly qualified, and sometimes we even work between facilities. So we all achieve the same goals, the outcomes with our patients.
Amy, this is an opportunity for you to do a little bit of a sales pitch, I guess, to be quite forward about it in terms of what you would say to a potential patient who might come to see you or might be considering choosing a place where they could do their rehabilitation.
I feel as though our therapists are extremely empathetic, very goal-oriented, and very motivated to help our patients achieve their goals. So once we find out what your goals are, it's full speed ahead, and we're going to work our hardest to help you achieve those goals.
One other little thing that might be helpful to the audience, it occurs to me that we skipped over a little bit at the beginning, occupational therapist, physical therapist, it might be valuable to just differentiate between the two.
Certainly. So occupational therapy, we focus on bathing and dressing and day-to-day activities. A physical therapist might focus more on your balance and your ability to ambulate, maybe addressing some pain management. And speech therapy, they address cognition. Perhaps you may have a swallow issue. They'll address the swallow issue and speech, as the name implies.
Thank you for adding in speech therapy there at the end that I didn't even mention when I was setting up the question for you. You're listening to the voice of Amy Rizzuto. She's an occupational therapist herself and the director of rehabilitation at Heritage Park for Heritage in our area. Is there any other essential aspect of your work or this part of your work that you'd like to communicate to the audience before we close this first program today, Amy?
Dennis, I think we really covered the essence of everything that Heritage has to offer for short-term rehab.
So people could reach out to any of your three facilities for additional information on this?
Absolutely. We have admission staff that work in Heritage Park mainly, but you can reach them. I think it's in the phone book.
And certainly online as well if they wanted to look up the numbers or the information that way.
Yes.
Amy Rizzuto, nice to have the opportunity to speak to you. As I mentioned earlier, you are an occupational therapist and the Rehabilitation Director at Heritage Park. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, this is the first in a series of programs. You'll hear more about this in subsequent weeks around the same time on WJTN.